just to end with one short hergish, and that is to be mesayim the mesechta me'ein the psicha, to end the way we began. We began the mesechta with a vart from Reb Eliyahu Gutmacher, Zeichet Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. Reb Eliyahu Gutmacher was a Talmud of Reb Kiva Eger. He was also known as the Tzadik from Graiditz. He was a tremendous Baal Moifis, and he was a person that people sent letters to from all over the world for tefillahs and for skulas, and he made Moifisim mamish like the world had never seen. And we said over a vart from the Chedushe Reb Eliyahu Gutmacher right in the beginning of Masechtas Tainis, the first Rashi. Me'emasai maskirin gvurois geshamim. So Rashi says, Ube gemara mefarish taima mai korile gvurois geshamim. Why is it called gvurois geshamim? And the reason is, mepnei sheyardim begvura, because rain comes down begvura, shenemar for. And Reb Eliyahu Gutmacher said that the truth is that if you think of the Derech of Rashi, usually if there's a short explanation that maybe Rashi could add in the Mishnah that the Gemara is going to talk about, so maybe Rashi will say. But usually if it's something that's a little bit longer, Rashi just says, Mefarish B'Gemara. Throughout Shas, Rashi always says, Masechtas Tainis also, Mefarish B'Gemara. So Rashi always says, Mefarish B'Gemara. So L'chura, the Derech of Rashi, he should have just said Mefarash Gemara. So what did Rashi say? He quotes Oisig Doilois V'Gam. He quotes the pasuk. But the problem is that it's not the Makar. Really, there were four psukim. There was a whole combination of psukim that we mentioned. It says Cheker. So he asked, why did Rashi say the words Oisig Doilois V'Gam? So Eliyahu Gutmacher said, or Dover Nifla, and he says it's something that only a maven, someone that could appreciate Midas HaChacham, will be able to properly deher when I'm about to tell you. He says, Rashi was sitting down to write a Pirush on Masechtas Tainis. Now, every Masechta that Rashi wrote on and he embarked upon was a very, very big deal. But he says, Tainis was uniquely challenging. And the reason is because Tainis is Ruba de Ruba Agadata. And because it's Ruba de Ruba de Agadata, so therefore there's so many soides and there's so many things that are very, really hard to understand. And as a result, Rashi felt that he needed a special Siyata Deshmaya when he wrote his Pirush on Masechtas Tainis. No, if you want Siyata Deshmaya, what do? You daven. So Rashi wanted to say a tefillah. But Rashi knew there's a secret. There's a secret that if a person's able to incorporate a tefillah in his learning, that type of tefillah has a very, very special koyach. So Rashi took the words of Oise Gedoyloi for Goymer, and he put it into that first Rashi, because Rashi is giving a krechts, it's a tefillah, and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm asking you to be Oysa Gedoylois. I want you to give me the ability to tap into your gedula and to your neflois, to be able to give and explain, Abi Mefarish, some of the soidos that are going to be tucked away in all this Agadah to Gemara that we're about to learn in Masechtas Tainis. So he said, Oise Gedoylois V'Goymer is Rashi's tefillah. He said, it's a short tefillah, it's a tefillah katzara. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kelna Aguga, and he said, Ana Kelna Rafanala. So he said a very, very short tefillah. So there's something called a short tefillah, and this is Rashi's tefillah that he said in the beginning. And then he said that it could be that the punchline of Rashi's tefillah was the V'goymer. And really what Rashi was saying was, L'keil goymer elai, that give me the siyata d'shmaya to be able to finish the Masechta. If you look at the last Rashi in Masechtas Tainis, last Rashi, Dibur HaMaskel, Marabetz Boy, Zok Tehilger Rashi, V'oymer, Zeh Hashem kivinu loy v'yoshiyenu, Zeh Hashem kivinu loy, Nogila v'nismacha b'yeshuasai. I think it's a pillow. Because if you look at the last Gemara, what's the last Gemara? Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasis mocha l'tzadikim v'hu yoshne b'neim b'ganeid. V'chalecha v'echad ma'aribetz boy. All the tzadikim are going to be in the circle. They're going to be pointing at the Shechina. What are they going to say? V'omer b'yoy mahu. Hine alikeinu zeh. Kivinu loy v'yoshiyenu. Zeh Hashem kivinu loy. Nogila v'nismacha b'yeshuasai. Kumtz again, Rashi. And Rashi is being mefarish the Gemara. What's Rashi being mefarish? So we understand what he's being mefarish. Dibra maskul maribetz boy. Marabet's boy. Rashi wants to say, where do you see Marabet's boy in the pasuk? So he explains it the way we explained it. So I was just quoting Rashi. Marabet's boy means zeh. That's the Marabet's boy. That they're going to point with their finger. But Rashi repeated the whole last line of the Gemara. V'oimer zeh Hashem kivinu loy v'yoshiyenu. Zeh Hashem kivinu loy nogila v'nismacha b'yishuasi. Shouldn't the Rashi said v'goimer? Where Rashi said the V'goymer on Daf Beis, this is a place for a V'goymer. The point is that. That's what Rashi should be mefarish. No, Yesh Loimer, Rashi's coming full circle. Rashi started the Masechta like Reb Eliyahu Gutmacher said, with that tefillah. What was the tefillah? Oise G'dayilis V'goymer. That I should have the Siyata D'Shmaya, I should be Zoicha to V'goymer, to be able to make a Hadron Aloch, B'Shloisha Prokim V'Slikul HaMasechta Steinis. That was Rashi's tefillah. So Rashi, he ends with Hoidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem kivinu loy nagila v'nismcha b'Yeshua asai. A shvach v'hoida. That tefillah of Oysa Gedolus v'goymer was answered. Rashi started with a tefillah. Rashi ends with hoida. Rashi starts with a tefillah Oysa Gedolus v'goymer. And the ikar is the v'goymer. Here Rashi left out the v'goymer. Because v'ker, the ikar is the tefillah. That's what he wanted to say. Zeh Hashem kivinu loy v'yoshienu. Zeh Hashem kivinu loy nagila v'nismcha b'Yeshua asai. And on that note, Hadron Allah, b'shloisha prakim, u'slikol ha'masachtes tainas.